12. Third parak of Talmud 9th Mishnah. Misha zocha b'tishan ha-mizbecha p'nimi nichnas. The one who was zeicha to take off the ashes from the mizbecha k'toris would go inside the Beis HaMikdash. Notel ha-teni, take this golden bowl, v'niach lefonav, put in front of him, ha-yuchayfin v'noitel ha-teicha. With his hands, he would take two palmfuls at a time and put into it. V'achreinu kivit ha-shal ha-teicha, and afterwards he'd wipe off the rest into it. V'nicha v'yoysin, he'd just leave it there in the Beis HaMikdash, he'd not yet remove it. Misha zocha b'tishan ha-menoira, the one who was zeicha to clean out the menoira, nichnas ha-motzah shtein neiris mizrach. He'd find the two eastern lights of the Beis HaMikdash of the Beis HaMikdash still lit. There's a whole big discussion that we're showing you exactly how to understand this. Yeah. Yeah, according to the Rashi and the Ravid, says that it was set up from menorah set up from east to west, and the second one from the east was called the western one. The first one that was to the west of the most eastern one. So they left the two eastern ones because the main one was the second from the east, which was the Ner Ma'arovi, which was supposed to be always lit, and he leave those lit. Medashin is a shower, and then he clear out the other ones, take out, pour out the oil into that clay that he had, and the wicks. Maniach is a dolkim and kaim, and he leave those other two ones lit. Motzer shakob, those two ones went out. Medashin madlikim and a dolkim, he put them out, and he would clean them out and relight them from the ones that were still lit. Ve'achakach. Medashim Hashashah, then he'd put out the rest and be Medashim them. There's different sheetahs. Well, what was done, some Rishonim say that if they were lit ones, he would not touch them. There was a stone in front of the menorah, a stepping stone in front of the menorah. Three steps on it. He would stand on top of that to set up the candles, clean them out, and eventually light them. When he's finished cleaning it out, setting it up, he'd put this pitcher with all the remnants of the oil and the wicks on the second step going up to the menorah.